Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, as you probably know, Irish prisons are close to becoming close to breaking point. With overcrowding so severe that various early release options are being considered, Irish prisons have become violent, dangerous places. Which kind of begs the question, are the people released from prison worse coming out than when they went in? Compare that to the Netherlands, where the prison population is falling. It's fallen by 40% in the last 20 years. So much so that some prisons are being converted to other uses. We're joined by Renata van der Zee, our journalist and writer there. Afternoon, Renata.
Hey, hello.
I suppose two parts to this. The crime rate in the Netherlands, has that been falling?
Yes, the crime rates violent crime have been falling in the Netherlands for quite some time. But this is not something unusual. There are many Western European countries where violent crime is on the demise.
Mm. And what are the reasons for that, or even clues as to why that's happening?
Well, I think it's a change in crime, and a change in reported crime. It is possible that less crime is reported, but it's also very well possible that criminals resort less to violence and resort to other ways to make their money.
But even kind of if someone is walking down the street, or would people generally, especially in urban areas, would people feel safe? They're not worried about encountering drunk people on the street or anything like that.
Well, if you look at, I don't know the stats for Ireland, but if you look at the stats for Britain, you see that whereas Britain has a huge problem with prisons, they are so full that they don't know what to do with prisoners. And as we have a dwindling population of inmates, and yet if you look at the statistics, walking outside during the night is much safer in the Netherlands than in Britain. So to think that if you have a lot of people in prison, that will make society safer, that's not really true.
Mm, indeed. Now, I suppose the other part of it is that if someone is in court in the Netherlands charged with a crime, violent or otherwise, are Dutch courts far less inclined to impose a prison sentence?
Well, when it comes to violent and sexual crimes, we are inclined to impose prison sentences. And in the last 10 years, prison sentences for violent and sexual crimes also went up. But when it comes to minor crimes like theft or other minor crimes, the prison sentences went down. And Dutch judges are much more inclined to impose community service or a suspended sentence. They look for ways to not put people in prison for a short time. Because even if you go to prison, you have a lot to lose, and you might come out worse than you go in, because you lose your job, you lose a lot of contacts, you lose your house, you're in a violent environment which might traumatize you. And there is research which shows not only is like a sentence like community service a lot cheaper than a prison sentence, but it seems that also, recidivism, doing it again? Is that the correct way to pronounce it?
Recidivism, yes.
Recidivism is much more curtailed when you have a prison sentence than with a prison sentence. So it's in many cases, it's very clever not to send people to prison for minor crimes. Whereas, of course, you want serial rapists or serial killers, you want them to be locked up safely. Mm. That's for sure. And we're doing that as well in Holland. But we're looking at the minor crimes. We think maybe there are other solutions which might be more wise.
Yeah. And are the forms of community service that are used there, what kinds of things would they be?
Oh my God, I'm not really a specialist in community service, but I think I think doing volunteer work in old people's homes or working, how you call it, in parks, cleaning up areas, this kind of stuff, I think. I'm not very knowledgeable on that.
Yes,
that.
Okay.
Well, I don't know what kind of community service you have in Ireland over there.
It's probably fair to say that the situation as you outlined it in Britain is pretty similar to what it is here in Ireland as well.
I'm very sorry for you because... I mean, that's a horrible situation.
Yeah, that we have experienced an increase in violent crime, plus our prisons are at something like 120% capacity, and it's probably more dangerous.
I wonder why that would be, because like many Western European countries, you see that crime, violent crime, is on the demise. And it seems, are you sure that it's on the rise in Ireland? Why would Ireland be different?
I don't know. And people puzzle about that. And these kind of things then tend to be taken in the political sphere. And there'll be some politicians who will take a very strong law and order stance on this and that we should have more prison spaces and there should be more penalties. Does that not arise in your country? Is this approach generally accepted?
I'm very bored by politicians, populist politicians who are shouting law and order and higher sentences. Because really, if you look at the stats, it doesn't really help. You know, like a stint in prison can also deteriorate the situation. Like a criminal might end up in prison and then thanks to the time that he's in prison, he gets a lot more contacts in the underworld. He learns a lot more tricks. And maybe because he's been in a violent environment for such a long time in prison, he becomes maybe more violent himself. So there's a lot of evidence, research that shows that people don't really get better from being in prison and
It's hard to say, even if you're a native English speaker. Recidivism, it is a tricky one.
Sorry.
But that approach, though, would that be generally supported by the public and across the political spectrum?
Well, there are a lot of left-wing politicians that are not favorable, that are not in favor of higher sentences. But we also have a lot of populists nowadays in our parliament, and people that are like to say, "Yeah, harsher sentences, law and order." And for some reason, it appeals to the people because people are scared, and they want is politicians who said, "Yeah, we'll take care of it." But you know, criminology is a very subtle subject. It is not. It's not easy to say like it's like this or it's like that, and if you look behind the effects of prison sentences, you might see that maybe it's not such a good idea to put a lot of people for minor crimes in prison.
Mm. Now, but if you have populist politicians saying we should increase sentences to allay people's fears. What are people scared of?
Well, people are always scared of violence, aren't they? People are always scared of being attacked, or people are scared of terrorism. And also, you know, populists, it is their core business to scare people. It's a core business of populists to say, oh, you know, we have so many asylum seekers and they are the ones that are the biggest criminals, which is totally untrue. But and that is the, sort of the message of populist politicians. It is their core business to scare people and then say, yeah, now they're scared. And now we have the solution. We're going to close the borders. We're going to put everybody in jail. But I mean, this is not politics that is in accordance with what criminologists find is the reality. So it's a political game, and I don't know much about Irish politics, but do you have a lot of right-wing politicians over there?
No, only in the last local elections have any started to get elected. It's a relatively recent phenomenon here. They don't.
Okay.
They wouldn't have a balance.
Tell them to shut up.
Yeah. I think we need a more nuanced approach than just telling them to shut up. Is there an issue? Because there would be an issue here with antisocial behaviour and, you know, people fighting each other on the streets and that kind of thing. Would that be a common problem in the Netherlands?
Well, I think the biggest problem that we are worried about nowadays is the crime by drugs mafia. Mm. And that's a very serious thing. And most of the time, the drugs criminals are killing each other. But they are using war weaponry nowadays. It's not just a gun, but they use AK-37 and they use bombs. So if you are using that kind of weaponry and you do it in the streets, I mean, they tend to be casualties. And also, there are nowadays have been some political murders, like a very well-known journalist, Peter R. de Vries, has been murdered by underground people, and also a very well-known lawyer. So, you know, this kind of crime is worrisome in the Netherlands. We have less problems with people behaving badly on the street because they've been drinking and you know, brawls and that kind of stuff. Mm. I mean, traditionally, Ireland has a bit of a reputation when it comes to that kind of stuff.
Sadly.
I don't want to insult you, but...
Nothing could be further from the truth, Renata. How dare you? And prisons that have fallen... that aren't being used anymore. What are they being used for now?
Actually, I just been to the movies in the old Dome prison in Haarlem. Haarlem is a city in the in the northern part of Holland, and it is a beautiful panopticum style prison. This kind of huge dome. Mm. And actually, a friend of mine has been in that prison, you know, sent out a sentence. But that's a long time ago. And ever since that time, the prison has been converted into a cultural hub. And they have a cinema and a restaurant and a bar. But you can still see sort of, you know, the prison doors. It's very interesting. It's beautiful. If ever you come to Holland, you should go and see a movie there. It's a really interesting place.
Yeah, sounds it.
Yeah, it's fantastic. And other places have been converted into asylum seekers shelters. And some of them are now, there is talking about reconverting them to prison again, because we have a strange problem again in Holland, that we have not enough personnel, not enough staff to staff the prisons with. So it's not that we are that we are totally without any problems when it comes to prisons.
Yeah, and well, all countries will have those problems. Renata, thank you so much for speaking with us today. That was Renata van der Zee, a journalist and writer based in the Netherlands. A lot of comments on that, as you might imagine. One texter says, I regularly travel to Holland and read the press online, and I've noticed the rise in street crime and antisocial behaviour is on the rise, especially in neighbourhoods with a lot of non-Dutch. Well, Renata, who's a journalist based there, said that isn't the case. I've been saying for a long time now that we need to start rehabilitating people instead of sending people to prison here, says this texter. What good does prison do? The high-profile case of the Limerick GAA payer who was spared jail time recently really annoyed me. People just wanted him in jail to make a case and point about it. What good would it really have done, says Danny. Another texter says, crime gang going up in Ireland because there's no law and order and we're letting criminals in with no passport. I think probably if you visited a prison or if maybe you talked to a guard, I would imagine they'd say that people arriving in with no passports isn't really a major factor in that, especially with organized crime and serious crimes of the kinds of things they get involved with. Richard the Thatcher says, locking people up for non-violent crimes, a bit like the homework scenario, where there's very little evidence to suggest it actually helps anything much. But nonetheless, it's considered something that should not be changed. Possibly a hangover from Victorian times when suffering and struggling was considered to be a good thing. Yeah, maybe, or maybe just as a society, we kind of have a need for revenge, even if necessarily the revenge won't do us any good. Noel says the government bought the Thornton Hall Greenfield site. Sorry, I'm laughing, but, you know, how many of these public buildings, and the story is the same, at a cost of 30 million in 2004 to build a new super prison. 20 years later, no prison was ever built on the site. Why was the prison never built? And now we have a chronic shortage of prison spaces. Someone else says, I've never heard such rubbish in my life. Criminals need to be incarcerated and punished. Even minor criminals. Build more prisons. The government is rotten with money. This lady should be locked up for encouraging minor crimes. So are you saying what she has just done is a minor crime? And under what particular law is expressing opinion? In fact, she wasn't even expressing an opinion. She was kind of describing the approach to crimes in Holland and in other countries as well. Another texter says, as a victim of crime over 40 years ago, where the perpetrator was caught and subsequently released after one day, I obviously disagree. There has to be consequences for crimes against the person. Otherwise, society starts to disintegrate. Maybe removing or penalising the social welfare payments to perpetrators would work, says Anne. I don't know if that's, I mean, that sounds horrific, that if a violent crime was committed against you and the person is let go after a day. That makes absolutely no sense whatsoever, Anne, and I'm really sorry to have heard about that. Another texter says, your guess argument makes no sense. If you're under the impression that laws and enforcement are exactly the same everywhere in the world and they are just naturally occurring somehow, which is to say it makes sense if you don't understand what you're talking about. Hang on, sorry. Your guess argument makes no sense. If you're under the impression that laws and enforcement are exactly the same everywhere in the world and they are just naturally occurring somehow, which is to say it makes sense if you don't understand. Sorry, I don't understand your text. It may be too complex for my little brain. And what about the victims of minor crime, says someone else. The most minor crime can have a detrimental effect on the victims. So what about them? The perpetrator should just be told to cut grass in a park. Well, could you argue that they're two separate things in the sense that if you have a victim of a crime, and obviously that victim of a crime needs the aid of the state. That victim of crime needs to be told that that perhaps justice has been done and that the state is taking every step necessary to make sure that that perpetrator doesn't commit it again. But those two things can be separate to each other in the sense that it wouldn't necessarily help the victim of a minor crime to say, well, we've taken this person out the back and beaten the crap out of them with a rubber hose. I say the following as someone with a master's degree in criminology. The single most important fact need to wrap their head around with respect to violent crime today is that almost all of it is recidivism, which was a point that Renata referred to many times there. Someone else says violent crime is not mysterious, complex or unpredictable. This is a lie spun to you by criminologists, i.e. the previous person who takes it in there, whose careers and professional relevance to depend on a steady supply of crime to study in order to generate increasingly abstruse theories about root causes and systemic factors, and of course, funding for criminologists. You can predict with near certainty who's going to commit violent crimes because they're the ones who've done so in the past. It is almost always the ones you most suspect. The state is therefore culpable for every violent crime committed by a repeat offender, no different than if an agent of the state were carrying it out. It's a policy choice and could be reversed tomorrow. Well, that's interesting because you kind of agree with each other there that it is recidivism and that people are, you know, and people are being sent on a revolving door in and out of prisons. And perhaps maybe we need another approach. And that's not to say that people shouldn't, you know, be held responsible or accountable for the appalling things they do, of course. But perhaps the state, well, not perhaps, the state does have a responsibility to try and keep us all safe. So there's somebody commits a violent crime, they should ask themselves, what's the best way to make sure this individual doesn't commit any more violent crimes? And it mightn't necessarily be, the answer to that mightn't necessarily be put them in a prison with a load of other violent criminals. Another texter says, I'm saying that the laws in the Netherlands that might bring down crime there, if the same laws were applied here, it won't have the same outcome. Okay, I mean, I understand what you're saying now. That was the person who texted in earlier on. I don't know, do the laws in the Netherlands, are they radically different from our own? The state looks after the criminal, not the victim, says the texter. I don't know, there's probably other people in prison today who mightn't necessarily agree with that.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.